an update on some amazing ways to burst into January full of your creativity and life. Well, Christmas may be over, but there's still ways to make that tinsel sparkle. And catching the very end of a pantomime is just a fabulous way to just restock all the creative ambitions you've got for the year, and just to be around people that are doing exactly what they love and sharing it with a really responsive audience, which you really get at the very end of a run. And I think it's a really good way that timing can really bring the very best of everything together and bring everyone into a really great space to enjoy a story. Now, Great Ormond Street Hospital has the rights to Peter Pan, so whenever you go and see a production of it, it is just such a great way to know that you're not only having a great time yourself, but also helping something much bigger than you. And at the Hereford Courtyard Theatre, which is a brand new theatre, it was built in the 1990s and it's all the better for it. Beautifully comfortable seats, lovely light atrium, full of actual trees, and in this case, a pirate ship to tell us more about what's going to be happening in our story. The running time was around 2020, which allowed for a great story to happen. The music is just so well selected. Something for everyone. I'm up there dancing with the ABBA songs, but there's the modern songs for the young ones, and the lady next to me was probably in her 80s and was finding something to enjoy as well. So, of course, there's magical flying involved with our hero Peter Pan coming back from Neverland to kidnap Wendy. And what I love about this show is that it has kept to the exact story whilst also being full of pantomime wit. And the dame, Miss Me, Philip Day, who you might know from his tours of musicals and he's done opera work too, brings so much comedy to this and audience participation, but in a really comfortable way that I was laughing so much going into the interval, it was actually hurting. And the costumes are just amazing. And the designer of the costumes, Jane Houston, has also designed for Midsummer Night's Dream, and I did find a sense of that magic of potions being thrown on people and magic happening, really translated so well. So the director, Estelle Van Wormelo, is of 10 years producing directing shows in the courtyard, and also has her own feral productions theatre company that does site-specific work. And I think this insight into producing shows in a site that tells the story even stronger has really come out in this production, because you always feel that you are in Neverland with the mermaid scene, and then equally you're back in London town with the sense of history there too. So I think that the sense of location was really nailed in this production. The combat scenes are really gripping, and David Durrant, the fight director, gets huge credit for that. And the amazing glitter pantomime set by Mark Walters was just so, even from just watching it while we were waiting for the show to start, there's just always something to look at. The detail of it was really impressive. So this is written by Lindsay Maples, the sound design by Richard Loveridge, who says he's a Marillion fan, although I think the magic and mystery of some of the Marillion covers are really evident in the show, but the sound was amazing too, whatever music that you like. The baddie Captain Hook Craig painting get a huge response from the audience, and he's very dynamic in his communication, and I note that he used his experience in sign language, and I think this really added to the ability of getting the pirate scene over and the dynamism. One of the stars of the show, Tinkerbell or Tink, Madeleine McMahon, really brings a warmth, and she doesn't use dialogue. It's gesture and sound, and her bike that comes on and off the stage, just really connected in such an effortless and clever way, brought so much humanity and drama to what in some ways is a tragic role, but at the same time, very delightful and childlike too, encouraging us to keep believing and keep hoping, and also just the power of our own thoughts and our own beliefs. I think that she really brought the philosophy of the whole tale to us and should be completely congratulated for that. And her warmth as well just really shone out. Star of the show, Peter Pan, Dario Cacciopo. Do apologise if I haven't pronounced that completely correctly. Cacciopo. Yes, apologies if I pronounced that wrong. But his dynamism was just so outstanding. And, you know, he completely just shone. And his professionalism just absolutely just shone. And I think that he just, yeah, a completely amazing person to watch in the role, and brought the best out of the whole cast. And I think that's what I learned from this show. It's like, whenever you're in a group of people creatively, it's not wrong to look at the strongest one and to, or the one that's shining the most, and to form a team around that and to draw everything you can from that and to grow and to learn and to feel solid yourself. So the movement on stage, all the characters had very different styles of movement, and it was interesting to see where all the dancers had trained, and they trained in sort of different places. The one performer who had trained at Udang, Ashley Shackle, who did a crocodile move coming on and off, was just so well observed and accurate that, you know, it was just amazing just how convincing movement can get across a character. And Teresa Sullivan, also TV appearances in RTE in Ireland as well, did a really good job as the slightly prim and proper Mrs. Darling. Had a very glamorous start coming in with an absolutely beautiful green shiny dress. So all in all, an amazing experience to go and watch this right at the end of its run. And three cheers to the junior chorus, who are a group of children that basically get to perform as a professional would, basically in a commercial production, with all the rigors of the warming up and the learning the lines and the dances. And Anne Harrod Stemp was amazing as the older girl in the Thimbles group, and the young one of the younger ones, Rodri Stemp, the brother, was just really amazing to watch all the way through. And it's so great to see young people getting their chance, and hopefully that will blossom into a beautiful career for them as they all move through. So I guess that's it for pantomime for this year. I don't think there's another one after this, but Cinderella will also follow at the Courtyard in December, which I'm already looking forward to. And in Oxford Playhouse is Beauty and the Beast. So if you are a pantomime fan, then I guess it's a bit of a dry old time until we kick it back off with our magic ones in December. And it's such a great introduction to theatre for young people, but also to see people of all ages come and to enjoy their time in the theatre. And I was so impressed with the Courtyard Theatre, as it just had so much going on, and it's just so accessible for everyone to come and get a piece of theatre for themselves. They have a studio theatre as well as dance studio, and an amazingly friendly, reasonably priced cafe with free Wi-Fi. And, you know, if you're a creative yourself, then it's great to find these places out, because you can just chill and enjoy. And in this time, enjoy an amazing pantomime, which I learnt a lot from, and I'm so glad I went. So whatever this week has for you, whatever you're up to in the week ahead, whatever January feels like, go easy if the resolutions haven't quite worked out. Find something fun and creative to do. Just get back on track for whatever your goals are, because, you know, if they mean something to you, then they're important. So talk again soon. Here's to you.